Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast globally on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So today's guest is a young lady who's near dear to my heart. Not only has she been my executive assistant from day one, but she is a good friend. She has been rocking with the SEO Queen from 2017. So I'm here with Janella, who's my executive assistant. She's been working with me since 2017. She's currently a graduate from California Academy of Mathematics and Science, where she started pursuing her degree in biometric engineering at Long Beach City College. And she is super duper smart. I trust her with my professional life. And I just want to welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show for the very first time my team member, my friend, my right-hand woman, Janella Stroman. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for being willing to come on the show. I'm just so proud of you to see how much we've both grown and just this journey with the SEO Queen. It's been pretty incredible. So, Janella, what has it been like working at a startup?
Well, first, I just want to start off by saying it's not what you would expect. And what I mean by that is going into business, you expect to just be swamped with so much stuff and just be dead set on one target, one goal. And what I've learned with this company, especially it being a startup, is I've got to learn so many different things and try my hands at so many different parts of business. It's not just looking at one thing or sitting behind a desk and focusing on one particular thing. I've gotten to see all different parts of the business.
So when you say you've gotten to see different parts of the business, what parts are you referring to?
Well, I'm talking about seeing the customer face-to-face, the client face-to-face, as well as seeing what goes on behind the scenes, seeing what it takes to get websites up and running, all the hard work that you know you put in and that the team puts in to get those websites up and running, but also seeing the smiles and the happy faces of the clients once they see the completed work.
That's awesome. And so what has been your favorite part of this journey so far?
I would have to say all the knowledge that I've been able to gain and everything that I've been able to learn, and just the freedom to still be able to explore my own interests. I have been with the company since 2017, but I did take a brief break about a year ago to pursue some interests that I had in business. And I got to learn a bunch of skills and everything there. And I brought it right back to the business and was able to help the SEO Queen grow even more so with my new skill set. And I just love being able to be a part of the SEO Queen family, but also being able to broaden my horizon and spread my wings and still be able to pursue my own interests.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that is, you know, when I started the SEO Queen, one of the things that I wanted to do was depart from the typical corporate America structure, you know, this expecting all this loyalty and not really doing anything beyond just, you know, basic benefits and a paycheck. So I really wanted to create a family and a culture, and you're definitely a testament to that. I definitely want to encourage, you know, all my team members to excel and pursue their interests and, you know, just continue to level up. When I believe a happy team member is a very productive team member. And I think that has definitely been the case with you, Janella, because you've just been crushing it. Like my social media has been popping. It's been popping since you've been running it. So it's nice to, you know, I've tried other people in the past on, you know, running my social media, but you get the job done. You get an A+, girl, A+.
Well, thank you.
Now I want to talk a little bit about meme marketing. Meme marketing is actually something that is on the rise. And I would like to know, like, what is your approach to picking out memes for the SEO Queen and other clients when you're curating the social media posts?
So the first thing that I like to think about is first who my audience is. Who's going to see this meme? Who am I talking to? And who our client or who are we trying to reach? Then I think about, you know, the point of view of the client themselves. How would they say it? You know, how would they want to portray their business or themselves to their customers? And then from there, I just go forward in the mindset of the client and I build a meme or set up a social media post that I feel best, you know, speaks with their voice. And I just try to make it as personalized to each client, to each company as I possibly can. And a lot of that just comes from getting to know the company itself, visiting their websites, you know, going over their pages, seeing past social media that they've already posted, and just trying to keep the same tone and just add a little flair, add a little twist, and just give their audience what they're looking for.
Now, one thing I did not share with the audience is that you are also a published author. Now, I want you to share with the listeners, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I really think your experience as a published author is what makes your social media writing so effective. So how many books have you published, and what has been what has drawn you to writing so much?
I have 4 books published and 2 additional books in the working. And just writing has just been something I've always been very passionate about. It's something I've loved doing even as a child. As I've grown older, I focus more on, I don't really want to say realistic goals or career paths, but just career paths that are more fine-tuned to my personality, which just happens to be business and computer work and stuff like that. But writing is just an outlet, a way for me to express myself. And I think my experience with being a published author is just, it helps connect to the public, to the audience. It's just, I don't know, I have a way of looking at things through the eyes of someone else. It's more of a skill that comes from years of writing and just really trying to express myself in a way that everyone can understand, not just someone who came from the same background or the same place as me.
That's excellent. So, Janella, I heard that the SEO Queen is having a conference in July. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about the Reach More Clients Power Conference?
Yes, there is this amazing conference coming up in July. It's going to take span over the weekend of July 29th through, yes, July 29th through July 31st. And you could find these tickets on the SEO Queen website. Right now, they are on sale. So if you want to get your tickets early, they are half off. And later on, the prices are going to go up about 2 weeks before the actual event. But it's just a great networking event where you could broaden your horizon, meet people from the same field or from different fields, and just to get to know everyone and find some help or find people that are working in the areas that you think your company needs help in, and just, you know, broaden your networking net.
That's awesome. So thank you so much for sharing about the Reach More Clients Power Conference. I'm super excited about it. As the team has grown, I remember when we first started out with the SEO Queen, it was me, and then it was me and Janella. And then at one point it was just me, but now we have a pretty, not huge team, but we have a team, and it's not a team of two. So I want to know from you, Janella, what has it been like working with people in other continents and other time zones? What has that experience been like?
For me, that has been a fantastic experience. Anytime where I have the chance to learn something new, whether it's from someone in a different continent or someone who does something differently, it's always a great experience for me. It just teaches me and it helps me for the future. Not everyone is going to be, you know, from the same state as me, from the same country as me. And it's just giving me extra practice and communication, just being able to express what I need or the help that I need or how to help someone from a different place. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great experience that is definitely going to help me later on in my career.
That's awesome. So what are your professional goals with the SEO Queen? What are you looking forward to the most?
I have been with this company since the very beginning, and I loved watching it grow. The thing I'm looking for most is just for it to be recognized by everyone as one of the best SEO companies out there. And I know that it is in the future, the way the company is heading, we will definitely one day be recognized as one of the best SEO companies out there. That is what I'm most looking forward to.
Well, thank you so much, Janella. It definitely has been my pleasure, you know, having a dialogue with you. Now, before we close out, we have recorded a video a while ago. We talked about bro marketing. And, you know, I wanted to have a little bit of that conversation before we close out. And what has your experience been, you know, in the marketing industry when you talk about bro marketing?
Bro marketing, you said?
Yeah, bro marketing. You know, when I don't know if I'd sent you this meme that I received, but basically it's when you know, marketers try to make SEO more complicated and more technical than what it really is in efforts to frustrate and discourage people from being empowered to understand SEO and do their own marketing. I actually just found Dr. John Aiden, who's going to be speaking at the Reach More Clients Power Conference. He sent me this. He said, bro marketing, a noun. Ego-driven marketing, it's a philosophy that reveals itself in self-serving, short-sighted, toxic business tactics. To be very clear, this thing I call bro marketing is not based on anyone's gender, use of slang, or luxury car ownership. However, you might unknowingly be one. So I think, you know, for me, you know, at the SEO Queen, we really strive to break down everything into layman's language so that business owners who's specialized in the business that they're in, whether they're a Black-owned business, a woman-owned business, or a tech company, they can really focus on their expertise and allow us to, you know, help them with their marketing and grow. But what would you say, after your experience, you know, working with other businesses and other marketing companies, what would you say is a strength of the SEO Queen that sets it apart from other companies?
I would have to say that we are brutally honest. I think bro marketing is a waste, especially when it comes to SEO. It's already complicated enough. There's no reason to try to make it seem more complicated or more confusing when really what you want is that trust from your client. You want to be able to explain to them in simple terms and ways that they can understand exactly what you're going to be doing, exactly how you're going to be helping their company. And that's what we bring to the table. We tell them exactly what we're doing. We tell them exactly how it's going to help. And then we do that. And that's what you want. You want your client to be able to trust you. Bro marketing just confuses them. It raises a bunch of questions. And then when you're not able to do what you're advertising, it just raises a bunch of red flags. That's not what we want. We want to tell our customers exactly what we're doing. And then we want to be able to do that. So that's how I feel about this bro marketing tactic. It's just, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. I mean, Janella, you know this, how many times people, you know, talk to us and they say, oh, we should, you know, work together, but I have, you know, a friend or something else comes up. And what do you and I end up doing? Picking up the pieces, cleaning up the mess.
Yep.
It happens so, so much, so often. So I definitely want to say thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being a valued member of the SEO Queen family. And to the listeners who are listening out there in on the internet, online, iHeartRadio, iTunes, we are the SEO Queen Tech Show, and we are broadcast on the Bashani Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are being broadcast, you can catch us there. If you want to connect with us and discuss SEO and for your company website, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen to speak to me directly. Unfortunately, only my paying clients get to speak to Janella directly. So I just wanted to say thank you, Janella, for this time. And until next time, lovely listeners.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, more credibility, more visibility, more profitability.
The SEO Queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.